One thing you touched on, towards the end of last year, the results weren't what you wanted statistically on the scoreboard, but you did say that schematically you liked some of the things that you were getting done, particularly as it related to your young players. How's that kind of carried over into the offseason?
Well, as Mike has said, you know, time and again, I mean, we're fairly multiple. We were probably more multiple 2 years ago and went into last year with that same intention, but things, you know, obviously you have to adjust to what goes on. And so there was some adjusting, but, you know, I would hope that now with the players that we lost last year, I'm talking about the injury guys, we got some couple back. We only had a couple, but we got a couple back. Obviously with the addition of the free agents, you know, and as well as a couple draft, you know, several draft choices, I should say. We'll see how it all fares in the end. But it's always about the players. It always will be. I think that's really the, I don't want to say unique because it's not unique, but what we do in the multiple sense is with that intention all the time, and that is that whatever makes up your squad, that you have the ability to utilize your guys. Like I said, a couple years ago, I think we had a better opportunity to use it than we did last year just because it got narrowed down.
A lot of youth.
Yeah, there is a lot of youth, and as I've experienced in the past, you'd like to have that youth in about 3 or 4 years rather than always being youth, because that's when they're at their best. But Masquel is in his going into his third year, and the free agents we picked up have some years under their belt, which is really good. Both Paul and Tyson are veteran players and play like veterans, carry themselves like veterans. OC's that way as well. So the veterans we have that have come from outside sources are the kind of guys that you want.